The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This Holiday Monday is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Could not do it at all without Pat Karch on keyboards. You just heard Pat come in. Pat, thanks for being here. Is he on? All right. And then Lou White is going to be on saxophone, flute, and clarinet. Lou, thanks for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
And Liam.
Hello.
Our producer. And I really thought when we started this that it was just going to be something as simple as, you know, bring in your portable keyboard, Pat, and, you know, Lou, bring in some of your instruments, and we're just going to be on the studio mics. But as I found out, they have brought in a complete sound system here tonight. So I put on my false eyelashes and my high heel boots because I was like, it's showtime. So I was going to just be in a baseball cap and
I can't see you.
Well, no, because I have to feel it. When I heard that, I was like, oh, we got it. Oh my God, we have a microphone. This is just, but I feel like really blessed to be able to have this moment and to be able to share some of our favorite Christmas songs and enjoy the spirit of right now in this moment. We can't get any more live than being live on the radio. And so thank you for everybody for joining us and for we have people that stopped by tonight and brought their, you know, their we're imbibing on some you know, refreshments and things like that. And let's start with two of, I think, world-class players that have played with me alongside of me, and I've had the great pleasure of performing music with you guys for, 16 years since I've been in the Reading area. And I just feel like you're my brothers in arms when it comes to, yeah.
It's likewise. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I can always count on you. You always have my back, and I just am going to cry. So will you please play a Christmas song for us to start off with?
I'll play the notes I can see.
All right, there we go. I'm not Clint Eastwood saying that was Play Misty, but I am saying this is Linda Bott, and you are listening live to our Christmas show here from KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and also for you listening online at KCNR1460.com. And this will be in the archive, so you can go back and listen to some of the music from tonight. But, you know, thank you so much, Lou White. You know, yeah. It sounds ancient, like go back into the archives of the, you know, Greek mythology kind of thing. But
you and I live in the archives most of the time.
Well, you have been doing, now Pat, you've been doing a lot of Christmas programs,
yeah.
And you have one tonight, tomorrow night, the next night.
We had to sneak him into Doc's Hilltop because he was only 17.
And I celebrated my 18th and 21st birthday in the Lou White Band at Doc's.
Well, you know, you can do that. You could do it back then. As long as there was food being served in an alcohol establishment, you could perform in a club.
And they only let me up once to go to the bathroom after 2 hours.
Ooh, did you have to be walked to the bathroom by an adult?
Nah, Lou did. He just turned his blind
eye. He wore an afro in those days, a big, huge afro.
Well, it was impressive. I had an afro that rivaled many people.
Oh, so. big hair. Yeah. Well, let's start with an up-tempo kind of, and we're here again live, so, you know, we got the window to the soul of North Market Street. And this is, again, something that I've always wanted to do, and I came in tonight, and all of this equipment and charts and all this stuff ready for us. So let's do something that's a lot of fun, and we could just kind of just go a little crazy on this.
Here we go.
You better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Come on.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Nice to do something.
All right,
live.
So now we're going to go back to what we're doing here, folks, in listening land, is we're going from the studio microphone, which is where, you know, Carl and I do our show in the mornings, and on our headphones, and then we're going over to the live mic. So the live mic has got, like, ambient reverb and stuff like that. That's the performing mic. So we're kind of going back and forth.
For Liam in there. He's like, he's controlling.
I'm flying
around.
Liam,
going in there?
Six microphones.
You know, that was, I'm trying my best. No, it sounds great on my end, and besides the fact that I'm flying around with my hands, y'all sound amazing.
Oh, y'all. I like that. Okay,
y'all.
So we're, yeah. How about the tune that you and I did, Lou? I went to your wife. I love the story, because we would go to the Squirrel Wars up in Cedarville every year.
Sometimes there's snow on the ground.
And I'll never forget, because we're in your Hummer, Kathleen, your beautiful bride, and I asked her permission if I could sing with you and do Baby It's Cold Outside, because I knew there might be some touching. There might be some, you know, kind of fun canoodling.
I did the same thing with Carl, but he slapped me.
That there might be, you know, that kind of, you know, stage, you know, schmaltzy stuff.
Yeah, you just don't know Carl's love language.
And so, I asked for me. I thought that it was important, you know. And she and I became fast friends after that and said she really appreciated that. So how about we do this song next?
really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please
well,
don't hurry.
Well, maybe just have a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
So what's in the
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like stars
to
right now.
Break this veil.
Take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 no,
mind
sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
body? I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, don't touch me there. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky that you got
so
here.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the store.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
my
shore.
My mind is
gosh, your lips are
well,
delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
So lend me a car.
It's up to your knees out there.
This really has
I thrill when you touch my hand.
Can't you see?
How can you do this thing to me? Think of my lifelong sorrow.
What
if you caught pneumonia and died?
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Maybe it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside. I was teasing when I said, don't touch me there, because he's across the table.
Well, I'll stop going around the table.
But you know what? It's all in good fun. You know what? We have such a blast together, and we're like family. And like I said, you know, there's a really something that's very golden when there's such a spirit behind Christmas music and wonderful musicians that, you know, there's a lot involved in performance, first of all. I mean, just like thinking for me, let's just wing it, it's going to be easy. But Pat Karch and Liam spent so much energy putting, like, bringing in equipment. If you could, and we got to take a Facebook picture of all this stuff, right, Liam?
Of course.
And to just make it sound right, to do it right. So there's this whole behind the scenes things that happen that I'm so appreciative. Now, Pat, this is your minute to please share with our audience maybe some of your favorite Christmas moments in playing music.
Oh, you bet. I think that I always go back to my childhood, which was not far from here. For those of you that don't know me, and Linda and Lou know this, but I just came from over the hill in Trinity County, and I took 8 years of classical piano and from the Baptist minister's wife. And it was just around Christmas time. I was going to my lesson, you know, and I went in her door, and this is an unusual Christmas memory, because but I always attach it to Christmas. And I sat down at the bench, and my piano teacher, Miss Richens, sat on my right like she did with all of her students, and she always had a fresh number 2 pencil in her hand, right? And it would be the last lesson, and then you'd probably pause for a couple of weeks before school started again, right? And I don't know if it was just had to do with Christmas, but she turned to me and she said, you know, Patrick, I think that it's time for you to go out on your own. And I didn't get it. I said, you mean like go outside and come back in? And she said, no, not like that. She said, I think you need to do your own thing. And I said, you mean just make something up? And she's like, no. And she was kind of hemming and hawing and stumbling. And then I remember from my dad's bar, him firing people. And I turned to her and I said, you're firing me. And she said, well, basically, yeah, I can't do much more for you anymore. Mm-hmm. And that is one of my Christmas memories. That's not probably what you expected to hear, but
when it Christmas, is a Christmas
it
memory.
Because it always came around Christmas time. And that's one of the things I remember about Christmas.
So she pushed you out of the nest.
Yeah, so to speak. And yeah. So then, you know, about 8 years of classical, I mean, I felt pretty confident. And then moving forward, I got into college here, and at some point down at the senior center, Lou White, this guy I didn't know, showed up. And after
college, I saw you playing with the jazz band at college, and I said, huh, he actually knows most of the 12 notes.
Yeah, and, you know, I've mastered 9 of them anyhow. And I asked Lou, do I need to know the rest? He's like, no, not for a while.
Well, do you have
his next arrangement, he used all 12 notes.
Oh, you mean the arrangement we're going to do next? Yeah. Yeah, and so after playing with Lou for, you know, since 1978 until
he's
now,
also classically trained.
Yeah, you know, and so you learn what horn players like and what works for a vocalist. This song that we're going to do next was specifically arranged for Linda Bott, okay? You can go on, Linda. Did you know that?
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're... Okay. And this is kind of an interesting... I love this. I love this arrangement. Thank you so much. Yeah, Carl's coming in. Mr. Like, okay. And then, Lou, we want to go into you after this song, but I love what you guys have brought to the table with this.
Well done.
You got all 12 of those notes in there, Pat.
And that was like, that's the beauty of working with really wonderful musicians. I'm just moving back and forth. Thank you, Leah. So Lou, let's go to you, because we're just skipping all commercials. This is our hour. So Lou, when you decided to become a professional musician, and you played with the Navy band. But before that, when did you actually start? Let's get up there on the microphone in the blue.
Well, I started in the seventh grade, so I'm way behind a lot of my students. I started playing the clarinet in the high school band. Well, in a band preparing for the high school band over there in Susanville. I didn't realize the gift at the time that Mr. Knighton, the teacher, the music teacher at the high school, gave me his clarinet to play, which was a good clarinet, not a student model. Of course, I didn't know that at the time. And
right on.
Got the swab caught in it and drove it out with a nail and broke something. But anyway, that's where I started, seventh grade.
So was it your teacher who said, here, you should play this instrument? Because there's so many instruments to choose from, why clarinet?
Well, that was the only thing left. Everybody took everything else. So I just started on the clarinet.
Well, and you are an aficionado on the clarinet. I happen to think that, I mean, although you excel, I love you on flute, I love you on sax, but clarinet is kind of like you cut through everything. Will you do something for us now featuring Lou White? This is not planned. He's looking around like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
that's
yeah.
how we do it, girl. I mean, girls and boys, we're rolling on it, so... can we just do that? Will you pull up something on your clarinet, or you just want me to do something and you play a solo?
Christmas, Lou.
Yeah.
And I can attest also to Lou's ability on the clarinet. It's no one comes close to that in the North State.
He's the master.
Yeah, for sure. So, and Lou is it's probably a little bit chilly in here. So.
And you can, you don't have to do one of my songs. I want you guys to just, I want to feature you, Lou, on the clarinet. And you did a concert not too long ago at Reading School of the Arts.
Yeah, where you, my piano player, Marvin Evans, was my piano player most of the time in the Navy band. Of course, they move you from band to band. But he came up from Los Angeles, and we played a semi-classical kind of a concert.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. Yeah, and this arrangement here starts off with a slow piano arrangement. Then it goes into a great clarinet glissando before Lou gets into the...
Glissando. That sounds very elegant.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm...
super arrangement. Lou can pull this off.
Sit back, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the clarinet from Lou White, Luigi White, and Pat Karch. That is the music and the live version from Lou White and Pat Karch. Oh, you sit down after that, huh? I'm telling you, I think about the breath control. And you probably, I just threw it at you. You weren't really? Wasn't Blake? Did we ever practice any of this tonight?
No, no. Oh. Lou gets a lot of breath control running from bears and fish gulps.
And today, the generator. And trying to get the heat going, yes.
Not the bears. It's the badgers.
Oh, yeah? Uh-oh.
Yeah, badgers. Badgers worse than a bear.
Oh, okay. So what...
So my Christmas memory from Susanville when I was a little boy, since you mentioned it. I don't remember how old I was, but it snows. Sometimes it snows in Susanville. It snowed, and I got up from my little house on Martha Street there and went on the front in the street, and the snow was all over the trees and the road, and it was just like a picture from Courier and Ives, like it says in the song. And that was the prettiest Christmas I remember.
Well, I would like to do this next song. And when I think about, again, just like you, Lou, and I'm sure Pat, I grew up in the country. And as a child, we would cut our Christmas tree down. This is a memory I talk about where we cut the Christmas tree down and we drug it behind our horses back to the house. And we had a one part of the house my parents built back on 5 acres, which is surrounded by hundreds of acres. And this would have been in Placer County and Pleasant Valley. So we grew up, my brother and I were talking about this recently. We had two uncles who passed away this last year. And we talked about how lucky we were to have this childhood. And to have a white Christmas in the country and just to have each other, I think really depicts the lyrics of this next song that we would like to do for you all tonight. Have yourself a very merry Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself the Yuletide. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are,
beautiful.
Well, we have to go there and just think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Oh, you know, we just kind of like, you know, when you dust off the muffins, dust off the shoes, dust off the, you know, bring out the ornaments every year. That's what happens with these Christmas songs. We don't really do them. The only time you really do your Christmas songs, really, when you think about it, is that you record your Christmas albums in July. Because when I lived in Nashville, I remember people doing their Christmas albums in the hot, steamy, muggy time of year, which doesn't feel too Christmassy, but that's when you actually cut your Christmas songs. So I would like to do a song and dedicate it to, and I wouldn't send this to him, my friend Cam King, that we did this original together. And I had an idea for the song that was brewing. I've got, like, verses and choruses still just on sheets in the back of my brain. And then you go with your co-writers, and your co-writers help to bring out the fruition of the song. And so Cam and I did this over the phone, and then we did our concert. Remember, we did Martinis with Santa. That would have been 2009 at the Cascade.
Right.
We called it Martinis with Santa because I was launching the song at the time. And we'd like to do the song for you right now. It's called Martinis with Santa, co-written with Cam King. I am having martinis with Santa. After he's made all the rounds, Dancer and Prancer and Donner and Vixen will have to stand by while Santa goes missing. I'm having martinis with Santa, shaking one olive, not two. Let the snowy world miss us as we make our Christmas and all of our dreams come true. Martinis with Santa, after he's dropped off the toys, stockings are full and the yule logs are burning. There's mistletoe magic while the world goes turning. I'm having martinis with Santa, shaking one olive, not two. Let the snowy world miss us as we make our Christmas and all of our dreams. So much fun.
Speaking of doing Christmas songs in July, did you know Baby It's Cold Outside came from the movie where Red Skeleton was singing the girl part,
girl version,
and doing it in a motel room in Florida in the heat of the summer. In that movie.
I remember seeing that, and I think it's hilarious that they did it opposite-wise. So, do you feel like doing an instrumental right now? Do you want to do some...
I kind of wanted to do...
What do you want
to
do?
I wanted to hear Lou do a great flute. He does a great job on this version of Sleigh Ride, which is...
Oh, please.
It's one of the songs that I consider, for me, is like the song of the season when I hear it. And this one's a challenge. It's, you know, it's like two octaves. And, of course, for those of you that don't know Lou, he transposes all this stuff on site, right? We just put it in C. And none of this is written in the flute register that he's going to do now.
So, because even though Pat learned all 12 notes,
I only put him in the same
apparently
spot.
I couldn't put him in the right key for the horn players. Well, I'll have to send him back to school.
But see, that's the challenge, and you're up for it. So please, take it away.
Here it is, Mr. Lou White with Sleigh Ride.
I'm looking at the time. We only have, like, probably time for two more songs. I know that's how fast it's gone by, but we've talked from our hearts. I want to do a song, if you guys don't mind. Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
a great
I,
song.
It's something that it's not been in my early years, because I remember this is the first time in my adult life. This is why it's so special for me to do this tonight. Thank you for coming together with me, for listening, for indulging me. Because since I was probably, I think 14, I've been doing Christmas shows. I remember doing it at Arco.
Not long ago then.
At the there used to be like the Christmas tree Fantasia, whatever it was, in, Sacramento at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, at the fairgrounds.
And I used to sing Christmas stuff there. And, you know, my brother asked me if I did madrigals. And, yes, we did madrigals. And we would go to a lot of the aftercare and homes and stuff like that. And it felt so good to do vocals. And so it's cleansing, I think, in the soul to be able to do Christmas music. There's something about it. And I haven't done it this year. It would have been the first time. So thank you for coming out tonight so that we can do this together. And it's so important.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me.
And this is a song that I just started doing maybe 7 years ago. And I love the feeling of this song. I think it's very appropriate for right now.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?" the tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's magic in these Christmas songs and who and writes them. I think that we should do a couple more. Let's see, it's 6:48. So, thank you for joining us tonight here. Do you have a special request? I thought we might do I'll Be Home for Christmas,
yeah,
and then maybe O Holy Night.
Sure.
I don't even know what's going to come out there, but maybe we'll all sing together for everybody in the house tonight. It's great. So, by the way, if you're tuning in, this is really live stuff here. We're not tuning it. This is something that we've done from the passion of our hearts with our family here. We have our wives and husbands and friends that have come out to be with us tonight. Here on KCNR, we thank so much Liam for being our producer tonight.
Of course. Yes, of course. I got you.
I know you've been going back and forth between all the, you know, sound and everything, but do you have any closing remarks, Pat?
I want to wish everyone who's listening a very Merry Christmas and hope that they can find some peace in their lives. A good time to reflect on that as we get near the end of the year and start a new year together.
Yeah, it's been a little harried. It always becomes harried at Christmas, but when we stop and we think about it, there's lyrics in these songs to kind of like, come into your heart, be still your heart, and think about there's a vibration that happens about gratitude, calming, being grateful, and thinking about the Spirit of Christ.
Right.
For me, anyway. Lou, do you have any closing thoughts?
God bless us, everyone. I learned that from little guy, tiny, what's his name? Tim?
Tim, yeah.
Tiny Tim.
Well, we have a song here that we do usually in good voice. I'm going to attempt to do it tonight, so don't judge me too harshly, but I'm hoping that we can have some of our people in here come and sing it with me on the chorus. Everybody's like turning around, they don't want to be here, but anyway, I'm just, now is this a lower key? Good. I need a lot of reverb for my crutch.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, everybody. We have, like, what, we had another minute. All right, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. You know, it's always challenging, but it feels good. You know, you just feel your heart full of joy. Thank you so much for being with us. And let's go out with a wonderful Christmas song, all right? And a wonderful
horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Was lean and lame.
Yeah.
Odita was her life.
Yes, she was.
She got into a jerky bank and really got upset.
Hello, jingle bells, jingle bells.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The deep freeze brought on by that huge coast-to-coast winter storm has yet to loosen its grip on large parts of the country. The storm is blamed for around 36 deaths nationwide. More than 1 million utility customers were plunged into the cold and the dark. Western New York State, including Buffalo, especially hard hit. There was a loss of life.
Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars.
Some were found in cars and some were found actually on the street in snowbanks.
The storm nearly unprecedented from the Rio Grande to the Great Lakes.
Some of those places are in dire straits, really, with the snowfall.
National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Otto. FlightAware showing 1,600 cancellations Christmas morning, and those who took to the roads to get around not much better. Stuck, abandoned cars, or accidents. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House denouncing the transport of migrant families from Texas to the nation's capital on Christmas Eve.
More than 100 migrants were dropped off near the home of Vice President Kamala Harris in frigid conditions on Christmas Eve, with temperatures hovering around 15 degrees. The drop-offs were in line with previous actions by border state governors calling attention to the Biden administration's immigration policies. A White House spokesman called it a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. The migrants were taken to a nearby church where they stayed the night. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Russian military reports it shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an airbase deep inside of Russia. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims that he is open to negotiations aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. At the same time, though, Putin claims that Ukraine and the West are refusing to negotiate an end to the war. Texas gained the most people this year. The Census Bureau says that California, the biggest loser as far as population is concerned. More on these stories at townhall.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, they closed their churches down.
Suicide rates are exploding. Drug and alcohol use is ravaging America. And there's no church to bring the hope.
The new documentary, Super Spreader, follows the controversial fight for religious freedom.
You can no longer sing in church anymore. I was like, okay, it's on.
Christian singer and activist Sean Foyt leading what's called Let Us Worship.
It brought intense criticism from politicians and mainstream media.
If Jesus were here right now, he absolutely would wear a mask.
But this bold stand against tyranny brought hope to a country in chaos.
It's wild that this is happening in America, and it's wild that people are okay with it.
He called it a worship protest.
Christians are rising up, I'm telling you guys.
Don't miss Super Spreader, the most inspirational movie of our time.
Here's a move of God that's going to change America.
Super Spreader. Watch it now at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
The South Korean military has fired warning shots and scrambled aircraft after North Korean drones entered the South's airspace. The first time that's happened in about 5 years. South Korea's defense ministry says several North Korean drones crossed the inter-Korean border and were detected in the South's territory earlier this morning. Police say they do not believe that anyone is missing after a Christmas Day avalanche that swept across a ski trail in western Austria. First responders initially had feared that as many as 10 people could be buried based on cell phone video from a witness. However, subsequently they found that no one was missing. Large swaths of Japan seeing heavy snow. They've seen that since last week. 17 people have been killed. Hundreds of homes left without power all across Japan. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's a water crisis in one southern city that's no stranger to such emergencies.
City officials in Jackson, Mississippi, on Christmas told residents to boil their drinking water due to water lines bursting in the frigid temperatures and urged residents, businesses, and churches to check for leaks and broken pipes, as these only worsen the problem, they say. The city says crews are making repairs, but it has not provided an estimate of how long the disruption might last. The burst pipes come months after the water system in Jackson partially collapsed over the summer after flooding exacerbated long-standing problems in one of the two water treatment plants. I'm Julie Walker.
Elon Musk says he's done for now, done with selling Tesla stock for at least 18 months. It's likely an attempt to comfort shareholders. They've watched the stock lose nearly half its value since October. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 13th of December, and the news at 8 o'clock was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
And the two national days were just so oppressive.
They were.
They were just kind of oppressive.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. We need things like it's National Elf. It's fun to be an elf day, you know, which is why Casey Thatcher, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, came in here dressed in green, kind of like an elfish.
My favorite Halloween costume.
Kind of elfish. Anyway, what's the weather look like, buddy?
Alrighty, yeah. So we are going to be seeing a high of 54 today and a low of 31 tonight. We're going to be in the mid to high 50s this whole week with clear skies. There's going to be frost in the mornings, and then the evenings we're going to be in the low to mid 50s, or 30s, sorry, with a low of 31 tonight and the highest being a high of 35 tomorrow night, Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, a solution for you, because you park your car outside and you get frosted, and you don't have a defroster.
I don't have a defroster.
And your credit card is now refusing to work because you've been using it. If you take a towel and put it over
the windshield,
you won't have
that
problem.
I'm going to try it because I've had multiple people tell me that, so I'm going to try that tonight.
Well, then probably it's true if you get it from multiple people. I know you probably doubt it from me, but hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business over a couple decades, out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They do treat their customers as warm friends. They do a lot for their customers, besides just the discounts they give for seniors and military. They do a lot of other things for their customers. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And if it's the second Tuesday of the month, I have Shasta Regional Medical Center in here and one of my favorite people, Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Happy holidays, everybody.
How are you doing today, buddy?
Oh, you know, a little chilly out, I have to be honest. Yesterday kind of caught me off guard, but otherwise I'm doing great.
I can say it happens like that in December, but in Redding, right. We're never sure. It's either... You know, what's going on with that? And you brought with you...
Dr. Muhammad Khan, our cardiologist premier.
And who has been my physician. Well, I'm not sure how I should put this. Every time I take a stress test, because for whatever reason, my heart rate's low or whatever, I end up over in Dr. Khan's office where your wonderful staff entertains me and gives me another stress test. And at the end of it, you tell me I'm okay. So, but I do see you occasionally for that. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good morning and happy holidays to everybody as well. And I'm glad you're doing well.
Well, hey, I feel great. I really do. And the also, Dr. Khan's been on our show several times over the years, and he always gives me something to take away at the end of it. I think the last time it was, if you ate 17 calories a day less, 17 calories a day less, I think that's the right number.
That's correct.
You would not gain a pound during the year. Just 17 calories a day, one potato chip, one or two crackers, or, you know, half of a shot of bourbon instead of a whole shot. You know, you mean still get the taste there, but that would do it, and you wouldn't gain a pound.
This is true. The average American gains 2 pounds a year. So, you know, some of our women out there, if you think about 10 years from now, you wouldn't want to be 20 pounds heavier. That's the average. So we've got to be mindful about our diet.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, that's as simple as one less a day. And anyway, Casey.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are we going to talk about today? You know, you've always got some great things. And since you brought Dr. Khan, I got to kind of think we're going to be talking heart stuff.
Yeah, we should probably talk about the stress of the holidays and how that can... I think you've told Dr. Khan, you've told me that's the busy time of year for cardiologists with all the stress that goes on.
Absolutely. I think we spoke about this in the past, and there was a recent article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association confirming what we discussed over 10 years ago, that the highest number of cardiac deaths occur on Christmas Day, the second highest number of cardiac deaths occurred the day after Christmas, and the third highest number of cardiac deaths occur on January 1st.
Okay. So, and if you look at the statistics, and obviously the statistics are taken every year, and they're checked every year, what is it about Christmas, in your opinion, doctor, that's causing this?
There are several factors. One is we're all involved in the Christmas festivities, so we neglect our health. We're involved in the festivities of Christmas and New Year. We miss our appointments. We don't refill our prescriptions. We overindulge. We drink excessive alcohol. And then there's the factor of depression. We've lost a lot of loved ones. We get depressed at that time of the year, and certainly stress and depression also contributes to heart attacks and cardiac deaths. So there's a variety of factors. The important thing is not to miss your appointments. Ensure that you refill your prescriptions, because holidays come and patients forget about it, and they run into trouble.
Yeah, then there's delays in the mail, because so many people are mailing things. Like I'm sending out, I don't know, 20 Christmas cards today in the first batch.
Well, you're right. A lot of people get their prescriptions via mail, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right. Is a lot of, you know, that's the way I get mine from the VA. They just show up automatically. Yeah. And which is kind of strange to me, because sometimes they show up automatically, sometimes they don't. I haven't figured out why that is. You know, sometimes you have to call and say, hey, I need an, you know, another prescription here. And, or sometimes they just show up. I wonder, you know, I haven't figured that out yet. Yeah, 15 years.
It always boggles my mind. Patients will call on the weekend sometimes and say, I've run out of my medication.
Yeah.
You've got to start calling at least a week before you run out of your prescriptions.
Yeah, because it'll take 7 days at least to get. I mean, even if they get it that instant and they fill it and they mail it, it could take 7 days because it all goes to Sacramento.
Well, you know, and I can speak from personal experience. I had one day where I just was so busy I forgot to take my prescriptions. And the next day, I was not feeling well. And it only took a day. So it wasn't like it took, you know, a week for me to start having you know, having symptoms and stuff. But boy, I never miss, and I always make sure I have enough on hand.
Well, let me ask a question about that, doctor. Say somebody is taking Let's say they're taking high blood pressure medicine. If they miss, and they're supposed to take it once a day, and if they miss it a day, does that have an impact?
It can. It certainly can.
Okay.
You know, blood pressure and a lot of medications, if your blood pressure is not controlled, especially depending on your heart's condition, it can throw you into congestive heart failure. I mean, every 30 seconds, somebody in this country is admitted with congestive heart failure. And inadequate blood pressure control. When we talk about blood pressure, we always think about reducing heart attacks and strokes. But the number one thing that blood pressure reduces is congestive heart failure, even before strokes and heart attacks. So it's very important to ensure that we take our medication regularly. It okay. can make a difference. And high blood pressure is a silent killer. Patients don't realize that it's affecting the kidneys, it's affecting the brain, it's affecting the heart.
Every time I go in to get my physical, they take my blood pressure. And they'll look at it, and then they'll give it to me again in 5 minutes, and it's dropped precipitously. Why is it always high when they first take it? Is it because I'm like, okay, here comes the blood pressure? You know, does my body go, boo?
We call it white coat hypertension, although many doctors
white
don't
coat hypertension. You know what? I really believe that because after I'm sitting there for a few minutes, it drops down, you know, 120 again. So
that is why home readings are more reliable than office readings.
Okay.
It is important for patients to get a blood pressure cuff and monitor their blood pressure at home. It's far more reliable than the doctor's office. You know, you're rushing into the doctor's office. You're afraid that you may have some bad news. The blood pressure goes up. When you relax a while, the blood pressure comes down. But talking about blood pressure, you know, blood pressure should be checked from the age of 10. In fact, in children from the age of 3. But again, we recommend it at the age of 10 and then between 18 and 20 years of age. I've seen many, many patients who've come to me for the first time in their 40s, 50s, and have never had their blood pressure checked before.
Wow. You mean, when we got to take a break. So I want to circle back to this one. When you say children as young as 3, just to kind of get a baseline?
Yes.
Okay, that's so you're kind of getting a
that's
baseline.
That's the recommendations. We're adult cardiologists, but the recommendations are children from the age of 3, and then again at the age of 10, and then teenagers between 18 and 20.
So 3 times then.
At least.
At least. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, talking about, you know, except he does workers' comp. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, Patrick will take a look at your case, at each case, and many times he'll say you do not need an attorney. Everything is going the way it's going, you know, it's supposed to. However, if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, give Patrick a call. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that knows what he's doing, and Patrick's an expert on workers' comp, and he's going to work for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Dr. Muhammad Khan.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today.
uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:21 in the morning here on the 13th of December, 34 degrees out there. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or an electric bike, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help with the cost of those vehicles and charging stations. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And for anybody that has an electric bike, you have no excuse anymore about not pedaling on the Redding trails, because if it gets tough, you just kind of sit back and the bike takes you there. I'm with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Muhammad Khan, who is a cardiologist here in town. And we're talking about blood pressure and the stress of holidays, and that children as young as three should have a baseline blood pressure taken again when they're 10, and then again probably when they're seniors in high school, somewhere in there. Correct?
Correct.
And the reason that, and we have also found that Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and New Year's Eve are the three big days for heart attacks. And for a variety of reasons, because of the holidays, you haven't been taking your medicine, you've forgotten, you haven't refilled it, you haven't gone to the doctor when you should have, because you're, you know, everybody's all excited about the holidays and all of these things. So, forearmed is forewarned, or forewarned is forearmed. So make sure you get all your prescriptions well before, because if you get them in the mail, they could be delayed a couple of days. Correct?
Absolutely.
Did I catch everything there?
You did.
Pretty good summary.
And the other thing about not just because of medical reasons, but stress because of the holidays, gifts, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, guests coming in, arguments, people find things to pick at each other over the holidays, which raises the stress. So it should be kind of like a calm day, but it's not.
And you also brought up the depression aspect of it, too, which is important.
People are, yeah, that was a big thing, too, that people are thinking back on the people right. they've lost that right. year. Or maybe their health isn't as good as it was, and that leads yeah. also to depression for that. So what do you tell people then, Doctor?
Well, just what you tell them, what you told them. Here we have... It's winter. We have a lot of patients from the outlying areas because of cold weather and the snow and so forth. They don't keep their appointments. And I understand logistics is difficult to travel sometimes, but please make sure that you have enough medication on hand and that if you're not well, please go to the hospital. Don't take a chance.
Well, Casey, I've been reading a lot in the paper that this RPV or R something, this, okay, maybe it's not RPV.
RSV.
RSV, yeah. Yeah. I knew it started with an R.
We were close.
Yeah. So RSV? No, R.
RSV.
Okay, RSV, which is?
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Okay. Now, this has put a lot of people in the hospital. Is this correct?
Well, we're seeing obviously it's kind of like the triple threat thing we're seeing now with COVID, the flu, and RSV. From what I understand, since we've had a lot of people, especially children, that are a lot more susceptible to RSV, that have been isolating since COVID started, and now everybody's back to school, that we're starting to see a lot more of those. Particularly the flu and RSV start to manifest.
If you're isolated like so many people were during COVID, does that have a damaging effect to your immune system? Your immune system is your immune system, but if it's constantly being like turned on to other little things like other little kids coming up to you with colds, and so your immune system is working and working. If it's not working for a period of time and then now you get hit with something, is immune system is either one. To me, it would be like stronger because I've got, I haven't had to use it. Or maybe it's like a muscle that you need to use. Does that make sense?
That's a question for Dr. Miles, infectious disease, more than I could answer for.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering about that. Because, you read these things that because people were isolated that now they don't have the immunity they had before. But and we don't know that for sure. I guess that's what we're saying.
Could be.
Okay. So it's just that I've seen is that this virus or this flu-like virus, is this different than other flus?
It's influenza A that we're seeing. It's just like it has been in the past. It's just it didn't spread because everybody was isolating indoors, during COVID. But it's certainly here to stay. So.
Well, how do we know the difference between that? Is it just it's just the flu? It's just got a different name. Is that correct?
Flu virus. Yeah.
Okay. So when we came back with the flu virus from being with all these other people in one spot, that's just our regular flu. Okay. And I just got my flu shot when I went down for my physical, like last week. Is that too late?
It's always better to take your flu shot as early as possible. And believe it or not, taking your flu shot can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack.
How is that?
It's one of the commonest reasons that you can help prevent causing a heart attack. Your immune system. It boils down to the immune system again.
Okay. So getting a flu shot can help prevent.
Definitely.
The, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I know that different infections can cause heart attacks, and you know, like dental infections can have a can have an impact on your heart. But I didn't realize how a flu shot can help you.
Certain viral infections can cause a weakness of the heart muscle called a cardiomyopathy. And if the heart muscle gets weak from any kind of a flu or a viral infection as well, significantly increases your risk of sudden cardiac death.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to discuss the things that are going on over at Shasta Regional and all the new stuff that's rolled through here.
Great.
And finish up again with Dr. Kahn. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. No, no, no. It's for active seniors, beautiful accommodations, gourmet food, transportation if you want. It's located right downtown near Turtle Bay Exploration Park. They are pet friendly, very pet friendly. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call. Go down and get a tour, meet people, have lunch with them. Give them a call at 530-221-2121. Ask about their new program they have for people with moderate incomes and how you can become a resident at River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today our guests are Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Muhammad Khan, a famous cardiologist that lives in our city. And I said famous, not infamous. I said famous, so that's good. Casey, there's a lot of new programs over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Can we start talking about them?
Yeah, well, our first one that we did that we kind of launched when we got here, and when I got here, Dr. Khan was a big part of that, was the TAVR program. And that's where the aortic valve is replaced endovascularly through without having to have a thoracotomy.
Without opening your chest up.
Yeah. And that's actually been more successful than we thought, actually. We've saved, I think we're up to about 100 this year. And again, remember, that's 100 people and families that didn't have to drive down to Sacramento or San Francisco to have the procedure. So naturally, we started looking at other programs, and we just launched one, which I'll let Dr. Khan talk about. It's called the CardioMEMS device.
Yeah, the CardioMEMS, this is the only technology we have. You know, here at Shasta Regional, we're continuing to strive to see what we can do to make our hospital and our community better so that our patients can live healthier, fuller lives. And what we have brought to the hospital is called the CardioMEMS heart failure system. This is a little device that's almost the size of a paperclip. And through a vein in the groin, we go up to the lung and we insert this little device into one of the lung arteries, the pulmonary arteries. The procedure takes about 20 minutes and the patient goes home the same day. This comes with a pillow. The patient lies on the pillow for about 2 minutes every day. The pillow, the device in the lungs transmits the patient's pulmonary arterial pressure, the pressure in the lungs, to the pillow. And the pillow then sends it to us at a secured website. And we are able to monitor the patient's pressure in the lungs every day. And what this device tells us is 5 days to 30 days before the patient is going to get short of breath, before the patient is going to develop congestive heart failure and get admitted to the hospital, it tells us that the patient's pressures are elevated. We call the patient, we make the necessary changes, and we prevent the patient from getting admitted to the hospital with congestive heart failure. Studies have shown that it will reduce admissions for congestive heart failure by 58%. There is no technology like this in the world. So it's been fantastic. Our first patient was a woman that came in with congestive heart failure, got intubated on a ventilator, and she came to the office and told me, I never want to go through this again. We implanted this device, and this is a few months now, and we can monitor, and every now and again her pressure just goes up. And we'll immediately be able to take necessary action with treatment and prevent her, and she hasn't been admitted.
What kind of treatment are we talking about?
Diuretics.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And certain antihypertensive agents to reduce the pressure in the lungs.
Wow.
So this year, this has been terrific for our patients and our community.
So if you've got a medical history, your parents having it and all that, something you should be aware of. And then if it's looking like, you know, when you're going through your physical, that this could be coming, you could prevent that person from ever really coming back into the hospital again.
Absolutely. You see, congestive heart failure generally, if you have a sink and water, and the sink cannot push water out of those pipes, it backs up in the sink. Same thing with congestive heart failure. If the heart cannot pump enough blood out to meet the oxygen, to provide oxygen for the needs of the body, the patient develops fluid buildup and congestive heart failure. Now, congestive heart failure does not necessarily have to be from a weak heart. It can be from a normal heart pump that doesn't relax well. It can be from a normal heart pump. If blood pressure is uncontrolled, you can develop congestive heart failure. If you have atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat, which is present in 25% of the population, if it's not controlled, you can develop congestive heart failure. So congestive heart failure is very, very common, and that is why this technology, if anybody has had congestive heart failure, they qualify for this device. In the past, you had to be admitted within the past year to qualify for it. Now Medicare realizes how beneficial this is to patients. So you don't have to have been hospitalized. If you just have a history of congestive heart failure, you can qualify for this device. And again, it takes 20 minutes, and you go home the same day.
Okay, and you have to lay on that pillow, which obviously sends a wireless signal. Can you be anywhere and lay on that?
You can be anywhere.
As long as there's an
internet.
As long as
the internet.
Oh, wow. So you can still travel and all that?
You can travel, yeah. It's terrific. Just terrific technology.
My gosh.
It's pretty impressive.
Okay. I'm impressed by that one. Both my parents died of congestive heart failure.
Very common. So this year...
I mean, they were, you know...
Yeah, no. So last year we brought the TAVR valve. This year we brought the CardioMEMS. We also have a new angioplasty device called lithotripsy. Just like shockwave for kidney stones, where you have shockwaves that destroys the kidney stones. You see, when you have a blockage in an artery of the heart, we usually go in with a balloon and inflate the balloon and open up the blockage. Now, sometimes some of these blockages are rock hard with calcium, and we're unable to open up. So we take this balloon, we advance it to the blockage, and it's filled with liquid. And there's an external generator that then sends electrical energy to this balloon, and it emits shock waves and pulverizes this calcium into microparticles, and then breaks the calcium. And then after that, we're able to go and advance a stent. And so when you compare what we do at our hospital compared to a lot of hospitals in Northern California, they don't have this lithotripsy, they don't have TAVR, they don't do carotid stenting like we do at Shasta Regional. And next year, our goal is to bring a device called the Watchman device. So we're continually striving to make our community and our hospital a better place to live in.
Well, I remember when the TAVR was introduced, and that to me was one of those miracles of medicine. Instead of having opening up the chest, you could put it right through a vein, I think, or an artery. Go up there, replace a plugged valve, just replace it, and spend the night in the hospital and go home the next day. I mean, that's remarkable.
Well,
and it changes their life.
Yeah, and again, you don't have to go down to San Francisco. You don't have to go to Sacramento. So that's a real game changer for a lot of people. Because I've been told that sometimes when these patients are told they need this procedure, and some of them have said, I'm not going to travel that far to have it done.
They don't go, yes.
And that's disturbing. I mean, that's why we brought it here.
And like you've said, we've done, will be 100 of these TAVR procedures this year without a single major complication.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's incredible. It's been terrific.
What is the Watchman?
You see, like I told you, 25% of patients after the age of 55 have an irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation.
Right.
And one of the biggest problems with atrial fibrillation is that it puts patients at risk of a stroke. And the only way to prevent a stroke is to put these patients on a blood thinner. The heart has a little pouch called an atrial appendage. And normally when the heart squeezes, the pouch also squeezes and pumps blood out. But when you have this irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, the pouch does not squeeze. And so blood sits there and pools there and forms blood clots. And that can break loose and go to the brain and cause a stroke. Now, not everybody can take blood thinners. Some people bleed with blood thinners. And so we send them to Sacramento, to UC Davis, where they go, and they will plug that pouch up with a little device called the Watchman device. So then blood cannot pool in that pouch.
Oh, okay.
And then it prevents them from having a stroke.
And it has no impact on the amount of blood that goes through your body and all that. Okay.
So this is going to be, we'll bring this technology in a month or two to the hospital. The other thing that we also hopefully will start by March, April is the leadless pacemaker. We have the leadless pacemaker, but it has very limited use now. But technology has improved because most pacemakers have two leads, one for the upper chamber of the heart and one for the bottom chamber of the heart. And this is coming out in February, March, and we hope to also have this.
And what that does, increases the heart rate.
It increases the heart rate. It prevents your heart rate from going too slow.
Too slow.
And prevents you from passing out.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be done from the groin, so you won't have this. You won't have any leads. Significantly reduces your risk of infection. Significantly reduces leads that are dislodged. And again, it's non-invasive, done through the groin, and it looks like a little bullet where you go up into the heart and you just implant it into.
This is like a 22 size bullet. Is
pretty, pretty close.
Pretty close to like a 20. Well, I mean, that gives people an idea. That's small.
Yeah. Pretty,
that's small.
Small.
Yeah. Which we've got to take a break here, but this is just remarkable. I mean, when the things that Shasta Regional is bringing on here, I mean, these are just three things that, one, it improves the quality of life for one thing. Two, it acts as a warning, you know, for people that may have a problem where they can be, once it's been, you know, like the one in your heart that says, that says, okay, hey, look, we want to increase this. And it keeps you from having to go to the hospital, which keeps you from, you know.
Improves your quality
of life. Yeah, improves your quality of life. All of these improve your quality of life, which is kind of like the bottom line here. Right. Okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop of choice. In fact, I'm going down there today because it's been a while. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 15 years. What can I say? You know, life should be consistent as much as possible, and Cypress Square Barbershop is consistent. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It works by appointment, so you can set up your time. I know I'm going in there at a certain time, sit down, get my haircut, and if I want to hang out afterwards, I can. I'm always welcome. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow, the Reading Police, no, Jake Mangus will join us. I'm going to talk to Jake about his ideas about the new jail. We kind of talked a little bit about it today, but I'm going to have him expand on that, where that jail should be. Again, the meeting tonight is at the library from 5 to 7:30 tonight at the County Library. My guest today, though, I'm having a great time today for a couple reasons. One, I have my friends here, Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Muhammad Khan, who always comes in here with great, great facts that I take away and then I will use profusely through the rest of the year. But we've been talking about all these new programs that are going on. Now, the TAVR valve replacement has been here for a year, but it's been used over 100 times without any negative results. And that's where they literally put a new valve into your heart, putting it through your artery, so there's no open chest surgery like they used to have to a new procedure for congestive heart failure that you just lay on a pillow a couple minutes a day, and it wirelessly sends the pressure inside your heart in your
pulmonary
in the pulmonary area, yeah. And gives you a warning of up to 30 days in advance of something maybe going to happen there. I mean, these are like, and then of course the last one, which is getting ready to start, works on for like a pacemaker, except it's so much smaller, about the size of a 22 bullet goes into your heart, and again, it's without leads. So, and it does the same stuff. Wow, yep. What are the things?
Well, we spoke briefly about the Watchman device.
Yes.
And this is, again, to prevent, again, atrial fibrillation is present in 25% of the population. And the only way to prevent you from having a stroke is to put you on blood thinners. So not everybody can take blood thinners, and so we have this device called the Watchman device, where we can go up into the heart and close that pouch where blood clots form that can cause a stroke. And so those patients then don't have to take the blood thinner, especially if they're prone. For example, if somebody has a bleed in the brain, we don't want to continue to give them blood thinners because then they can bleed in the brain again, mm-hmm. and they have atrial fibrillation. So we can go and put in this Watchman device, and they don't have to take blood thinners. So that's another terrific technology that's going to help our patients that hopefully will start in January or February at the latest.
And they all improve the quality of life of a person.
Absolutely.
Keeps them out of the hospital. Yep. Keeps them, again, being functional and, you know, viable.
Yep.
Like that.
It's devastating.
Well, there are some risks of being on blood thinners, you know. I mean, if you fall or cut yourself shaving or something like that, you know, it's, so this is, it's wonderful technology. And that particular device, they're making even more significant advances on it. So we'll certainly have access to all that technology when it's available. But now it's amazing.
What's the next thing that you can see coming? I mean, I know that you two read all the time. Is there something coming down the pike that could have, I mean, this thing about the, that goes into your pulmonary artery, I think that's huge. I think the TAVR is huge. Is there anything else? I mean, a lot of times they're little steps, but sometimes not.
Are they getting any further on the structural heart for the mitral valve?
Yes. There are a lot of studies ongoing where they will soon also replace the mitral valve and the tricuspid valve with valves like we do with TAVR. So that's in the pipeline. So there are a lot of trials ongoing now with that. And, you know, there's trials on different cholesterol, something called Lp(a), that especially in children, if we can identify whether they have this Lp(a), it's a cholesterol particle, if we can find that in the youth early on, then we know they're going to be prone to heart attacks and strokes, and we can start treating them early. This is the latest that's coming out. So there's always terrific technology, and we're just trying to be at the forefront of this as well.
Well, Shasta Regional has introduced so many different things up here in our community, up here in the North State.
We do terrific peripheral arterial disease blockages like carotid stents,
mm-hmm.
where we can avoid patients from having surgery for blockages in the carotid arteries, and we can go in and deploy a stent. And the risk is
up through the artery again.
Again, a lot of the hospitals in Northern California, a lot of them are not doing that.
So how do you tell if you need a carotid stent?
Basically, anybody who has blockages in one part of the body, if they've had a stent, if they've had bypass, they are at risk of having blockages in other parts of the body. And one of the arteries where they can develop blockages is the carotid arteries, and these can cause strokes, so especially in patients who have a history of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have blockages in any other parts of your body, especially if you're a smoker, it's important that we always check your carotid arteries to make sure that we don't find blockages that can go on and cause a stroke.
How about when you get to a certain age? I mean, the checking of the carotid artery, isn't that just with like a
ultrasound?
And they go through it and they can tell from
yes,
right there.
It takes 15 minutes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. This is all good news right before Christmas and beginning of the new year. So, okay. Give me the one fact that I need to be able to have to talk about. You give me one every time.
Let's see. Are you putting me
I am. I'm going to put you on the spot. I tell you, think about it in case
he's looking for a pearl of wisdom.
Yeah, a pearl of
wisdom.
Pearls before swine.
Okay. Let me tell you maybe two things. One is a study called the Enrica study that was done in our age group. So this was a study done in patients over the age of 60. And they asked them to follow a healthy Mediterranean diet. And they followed these patients for 7 years. So this is not a small study. Over 2,000 patients followed for 7 years on a healthy Mediterranean diet. And what they found, based on functional capacity, based on mammary, etc., they found what they call the deficit accumulation age decreases by 0.74. In other words, you will live 12 months, but you will only age 9 months.
Whoa.
So you live 12 months, but you only age 9 months. Hmm. So this is for us.
Yeah.
So if we can still make a difference in living healthier, younger.
Yeah. So if we do it for 10 years.
We should open a Mediterranean restaurant here.
That's true.
I like it.
Well, the Mediterranean diet is it like cheeses and...
It's olive oils and nuts and seafoods and stuff like that. So
stuff that's enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not like it's a big sacrifice. I mean, honestly, it's a great diet.
Yeah, it's a great diet.
Well, Linda's girlfriend from the Gold Diggers lives on an island in Greece, which is one of the longest, you know, aged islands. Aged places in the world because... Obviously, they eat a great diet there. Thank you so much for being with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.